Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 21st day of October, 2014. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. We'll discuss the agricultural weather forecast with Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and take up the NASS-released USDA crop progress reports from yesterday. A couple important notes that you'll want to listen up for. How far behind corn harvest is in each of the Midwest states, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Indiana, and how wet the subsoil and topsoil happens to be in each of those states. I'll give you a clue. Illinois is wet, really wet. We'll hear all of that as we make our way through the Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Well, let's check the numbers as they finished up in Chicago. On this Tuesday afternoon, futures were higher in the corn pit. December contract at $3.56, 7¾ of a cent higher. The March at $3.69.5, up 7¾ for the day. And the May futures at $3.78¾, 8 cents higher. July contract $3.85.5, up 7½ cents. And next year's December, $4.25, up 6½ cents. November beans $9.64¼, 20 cents higher. January $9.71¾, up 19½ cents. In the March, $9.79, 18¾ higher. May futures $9.87, up 18. July at $9.92¾, 16¾ higher. And November beans at $9.75¾, up 14½ cents. Bean meal futures up $13.50. The bean oil at $31.76, up 6 cents. Hard red winter wheat, the Kansas City at $6.02¼, that's up 1¼. And the soft red Chicago at $5.19¼, up 5¾. October live cattle futures at $166.65 were down $1.25. December at $167, $1.25 lower. October feeder cattle at $239.40, down $1.35. And November futures there at $234.40 per 100 pounds. Down $2.42½. December lean hogs on the day at $88.12½, $1.25 lower. February futures at $85.67½. Down 72½ cents. Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Find us online at willag.org. Here's what the outside markets look like. At this hour, crude oil futures, November contract, $82.81 a barrel, up 10 cents. RBOB gasoline, or the wholesale price, at $2.21¾, a penny and 3 cents higher. Ethanol futures at $1.77, a penny and 7 cents higher. And the spread between the two is 44¾ of a cent wide. That's 3 tenths of a cent narrower than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $3.71¼, up 4¼. Diesel fuel at $2.51¼ a gallon. That's up 2¼. And the gold futures at $1,251.20, $7 higher. The U.S. dollar at 85.3. That's up 0.35. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 57 degrees on a north wind. That at about 10 miles an hour for the afternoon. And then tonight, partly patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear and a low of 38 on a northeast wind at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, clearing off with a low of 38 and then sunny skies on Wednesday. And we'll have a high of 58. Thursday, mostly sunny and 60. Thursday, 9 to 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m. And on Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies and 65 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy and 49. And Saturday, sunny and 69. Saturday night, mostly clear and 47. Sunday, sunny skies and 71. And Sunday night, partly cloudy and 52. Monday, mostly sunny and a high near 70 degrees. We'll take a more complete look at the weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the half hour. We'll talk with Don Day. He's at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon on the phone line to try to discern exactly what happened in Chicago today is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. What a different kind of day in Chicago this Tuesday happened to be, Wayne.
Well, of course, it was a lot of activity, sort of head-scratching day for a lot of us here. We thought when we saw some dry, clear weather come back after being out of the field for about 10 days that we'd see a little bit of a sell-off, a little hedge pressure, but it seems like the beans are coming in mainly west of the Mississippi, and the bean meal basis is about even out there, and it's 45 over east of the Mississippi where we're just starting to get back in the bean field. The technical trade took over, and they roared as we went along today with not a lot of hedge pressure until later in the day. So, you know, real strong close. We're seeing technical points taken out, but we did come up against the upper end of the Bollinger Band today on the closes, so we'll see if that contains them.
Do you suppose it will, or do we have another move higher here?
You know, I think today is going to put a lot of people that aren't used to being on margin call for short positions. Those people haven't had to make margin calls for months now, and if they've sold as of late, why, it's going to get them a little worried because technically it was a pretty strong close. But, you know, fundamentally, why it looks like by the end of the week that there's going to be a lot of elevators sitting pretty full and some pretty big piles being put outside.
What you just told me tells me Chicago will try to blow some of those folks out, and then maybe we might turn around and go down?
Well, the thought would be that we would start to see the pressure of this harvest by the end of the week here. But remember, we've got November bean options go off the board. There was quite a bit of open interest in those 960s. We hear that then there's also quite a bit of open interest at the $9 mark. So, you know, which end is it going to pull towards by Friday afternoon?
Not only did the soybeans rally today, but so did the corn. Did that surprise you?
It really did, Todd. I didn't think our export numbers yesterday or the shipments weren't that good, but that was sort of being overshadowed because you can only load out so many bushels of grain at the Gulf a week, and you had the tremendous load out of beans. A little bit surprised the wheat continues to stay strong as we lost the tender to Egypt there today. So, you know, we're still out of the world market as far as all that goes along. But all in all, why I think the beans were the leader, and the corn and wheat come along for the ride.
Are there any of the outside influences that are pushing beans to the upside? For instance, in Brazil, are they still scheduled to put in as many acres as they think? Have things changed with the weather there, with the price of soybeans? I don't know. I'm looking for something.
Well, I think that, you know, number one, they haven't got as much rain as they would like to down there. They're still dry. I think from three different weathermen on newswires yesterday and today that we've seen special reports saying that it looks by the end of the month we should be getting back to normal with our monsoons just starting a week or two later. There is an election that's going to be going on in Brazil. There's two candidates running, and if one of them gets in there, why, it's going to be friendly business, and the other one is going to be business as usual and probably a little bit detrimental. So the one could have an increasing real down there, and that could be something if he could gain enough confidence to win, but I don't know that that's it as much as the dry weather.
The other item that I know you're keeping a close eye on relates to crop insurance. Producers are harvesting a really good crop. Their gross revenues, though, will be really tight. This price in October really does make a difference for them.
It does, and actually, the most complaining I've heard on the phone is from farmers saying this rally is going to really hurt their chances of getting an insurance payment because their yields are so good. So even with this, this is sort of being a little bit detrimental as far as a crop insurance payment comes. But you know, if the price is there, why it's still the same dollars to the farmer one way or the other.
It's a trade-off, but you have to take advantage of it. And I'm wondering what your thought process might be when you're looking at this kind of price tag for corn and soybeans now. And whether it changes your thought process on store or sell for either of those crops.
Well, I think with this little pump up, it's going to give us a real opportunity to probably just do a little pricing, not pay commercial storage, and to go on out and, you know, re-own a call if we care to. But I wouldn't re-own the call until we see a little more pressure on the market.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of Newmarket, Indiana, and joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. He's just one of a myriad of analysts we talk to each and every week right here on the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. And I'm going to ask you to do something right now that I hope is as important to you as it is to me. I want you to make a phone call. Dial this number, 217-244-9455. You know why, right? Because I want you to pledge your financial support to Illinois Public Media. It is public radio, and that means you're involved in the process. In fact, about 40% of the cost of production of programming that comes from the radio stations from Illinois Public Media here on the Urbana-Champaign campus comes from you, our listeners. That means we really need you to make a phone call in support of agricultural programming. Do it right now, 217-244-9455. I like the $120 level. That's a really good place to start. You have to make sure you tell them when they answer the phone that you're supporting agriculture, or if you happen to be going online at willag.org and hitting that red button up at the top that says donate now, there is a place that says agriculture on it. However you do it, make sure that you tell them you're supporting agriculture at Illinois Public Media. Is that right, Les Schulte?
Of course that's right, Todd.
I know it is.
Of course that's right. The number to call is 217-244-9455, or you can give online at willpledge.org, because you might be a little busy right now. We understand that. So maybe this evening, after you get home tonight from working today, you can and you're on your computer, you know, checking your emails or whatever, why don't you click on over to willpledge.org. You can make your contribution right there. It's quick. It's easy. A couple of clicks. You're on your way. That $120 level, Todd, that's just $10 a month. If you want to set that up as a monthly sustaining gift to WILL, that's an easy way to do it. You can set that up on your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. You become a sustaining friend of WILL. You're sustaining the service that you use probably every day. We put out great information because we think you need to be better informed. You want to be better informed about your business, and our job is to give you the information you need to make good, smart decisions about your business. And that's why we have 21 analysts a week on this station. That's why we have programs like the All-Day Ag Outlook in the spring, and now the new Ag Assets, Fall Assets Show, which is coming up next month, November the 24th in Bloomington Normal. So get your tickets for that too, by the way. You can do that online also. 217-244-9455 is the number to call, or go to willpledge.org.
Yeah, it's kind of a competition, in fact, so we're hoping to raise about $95,000 for the week. We're hoping also to have 100 of you call in support. Why? Because, well, we're always competitive here, and if you, in terms of the ag listening audience, or say you're listening to agriculture, call in, and we get 100 of you to do it, we'll pick up about $5,250 from a whole bunch of supporters. And not only that kind of competition, but we have a couple of tractors to give away, too, Les. Can you tell me about both of those things?
It's just amazing. Yeah, really, no, it really is that we have our business friends who have come together to put this... we're probably have to buy some new equipment. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I just knocked a clock over. That's all.
That's all. Yeah. We have a great challenge this time. Our business friends have come together, including AgriGold, Bates Commodities, Murray Wise and Associates, to put together this $5,250 challenge fund. When we hear from at least 100 listeners who use this service, who say they support this service, so mention Ag when you call in, or maybe mention Case or Deer, we'll know that you're an ag supporter, and we'll put you into the drawing to win one of the model Case or Deer tractors that we have. It's a 1/16th scale model. These are the really big
Hummer
toy
nice
tractors.
Yeah, I saw them. They're sitting in the office. I saw those two tractors. I kind of want one of those.
Yeah, I know. Now you're jealous, aren't you?
Yeah,
now you're jealous.
All you have to do is make the phone call, and anybody can get in, frankly.
That's right.
All you have to do is make the phone call, tell them Deer or Case. Yeah. It doesn't matter which one, and then you're in for the drawing, too. So do it right now at 217-244-9455. Let's make it easy. That's 217-BIG-WILL, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Just tell us you're going to send us a check however you want to do it at 217-244-9455. 844-944-9455. The important part is that you call in now. It does really make a difference. And before I forget, thank you. Thank you so much for making a donation to us. We really do appreciate that. And you can do it again. How? willag.org or 217-244-9455. Yesterday afternoon, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows that 31% of the corn has been harvested across the 18 reporting states. The rolling five-year average is 53%. However, last year, just 38% of the crop had been harvested, so still lagging behind even last year's slow pace. The condition of the crop is 50% good, 24% excellent. 95% of the soybeans across the Midwest are dropping leaves. That compares to the rolling five-year average of 97%. 53% of the soybean crop has been harvested. The rolling five-year average is 66%. Last year, 61% of the crop had been harvested at this same time. 53% of the crop is in good condition, and 20% of the crop is in excellent condition. Now, here are the statisticians in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota with updates from their regions. Pay particular attention to how far behind they are this year, according to the five-year average. And more importantly, each and every one of them decided to focus on how wet each state was. So you'll be listening too for the soil moisture levels.
This is Katie Andel, agricultural statistician for the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office. Fieldwork stalled early in the week due to rain, but farmers were able to harvest during the 4.2 days suitable for fieldwork. Iowa experienced temperatures this week with a low of 27 degrees at Elkader on Sunday and a high of 78 degrees at Sioux City on Thursday. Temperatures for the week averaged 0.2 degrees above normal. Light rain fell nearly statewide on Sunday the 12th. Moderate to heavy rain fell across the southeast two-thirds of Iowa from Monday to Tuesday. Total rain for the week varied from a trace at Spencer to 4.61 inches at Pella. Average precipitation for the week was 1.5 inches, almost triple the normal amount. Unchanged from last week at the state level, topsoil moisture levels rated 96% adequate to surplus, while subsoil moisture increased 2 percentage points and rated 94% adequate to surplus. 96% of Iowa's corn acreage was mature, 3 days behind the five-year average. Corn harvest advanced 9 percentage points to 19% complete, 18 days behind the normal pace. 77% of the corn crop was reported in good to excellent condition. Soybean harvest reached 61% complete, 9 days behind normal. 74% of the soybean crop was in good to excellent condition. This is Katie Andel reporting from the USDA NASS Iowa Field Office.
This is Mark Schleusener, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. One more week of wet weather resulted in minimal harvest progress and significant surplus topsoil moisture. Due to wet field, there were only 2.3 days suitable for field work last week. Most of the state received above average rainfall. The statewide average for the week was 1.45 inches, more than 7-tenths of an inch above normal. Temperatures were slightly below normal, and topsoil moisture supplies were rated 1% very short, 4% short, 67% adequate, and 28% surplus. Corn harvest advanced 8 points to 43% complete. That compares to 49% 1 year ago and 63% for the five-year average. The condition of the crop was rated as follows. 4% of acres are very poor or poor, 13% are fair, and 83% are good or excellent. Soybean harvest also advanced 8 points and has reached 37%. That compares to 65% 1 year ago and 66% for the five-year average. The crop was rated as 4% of acres in very poor or poor condition, 17% fair, and 79% good or excellent. Winter wheat planting reached 22% complete, 37 points behind the five-year average of 59%. 11% of acres have emerged. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Dan Loftus, State Statistician for the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, with a weekly crop weather report. Dry weather and wind across much of the state allowed 6.1 days rated suitable for field work, and that helped Minnesota farmers make strong soybean harvest progress for the week. Corn moisture levels continued to be an issue during harvest, but have improved over the last week. Topsoil moisture supply is rated 1% very short, 13% short, 84% adequate, and 2% surplus. Corn harvest was only 16% complete, that's 2.5 weeks behind average, and the second lowest percent harvested in 10 years. Moisture content of harvested corn was estimated at 23%, that's down 3 points from last week. 68% of the corn crop was in good to excellent condition. 93% of the corn for silage has been harvested, that's over 2 weeks behind average. After being behind all season, soybeans are now ahead of normal for the first time this year. With 85% of the crop harvested, progress advanced 4 days ahead of the five-year average. 66% of the soybean crop was in good to excellent condition. For the USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, this is Dan Loftus.
This is Jessica Klatt with the Great Lakes Regional Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service with the Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending October 19, 2014. The frequent rains have continued to prolong fall harvest, making it difficult for farmers to use equipment in the soaked fields. Average temperatures for the week ranged from 53 to 60 degrees, and from 2 degrees to 7 degrees above normal. The lowest recorded temperature for the week was 29 degrees, the highest 79 degrees. Recorded precipitation ranged from 0.57 to 3.43 inches, with a statewide average of 1.57 inches. Harvested corn is 31% complete, behind last year by 11% and by 20% for the five-year average. Corn is slowly being harvested and now requires extended drying at grain elevators. There is also some concern about risk for lodging in the corn crop if the wet weather continues. Soybeans harvested is also behind at 31%, compared to 62% last year and 62% five-year average. Winter wheat is 37% planted versus 61% last year and 57% five-year average. Winter wheat is 20% emerged, compared to 27% last year and 20% five-year average. Soybean harvest has come to a standstill in many areas of the state, hindering winter wheat planting, which is already 24% last year. Farmers are preparing for an extended harvest season. Other activities for the week included modifying equipment to handle the wet fields and hauling grain to the elevators. That concludes this week's Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending October 19th, 2014.
Thanks, of course.
This is Jessica Klatt reporting.
Thanks, of course, go to the state statisticians for their updates of the weekly crop progress report. Don't forget to dial in right now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. We'll take a look at the weather forecast with Don Day at Day Weather. He is in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
It's National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. On this day in agricultural history in 1785, Henry Miller Shreve was born. An American steamboat designer, he helped develop the commercial potential of the inland waterways of the Mississippi River system. He created snag boats with a jaw-like bow able to pull up tree trunks and put them through a sawmill on their deck. Shreve's work was a major contribution to steamboat traffic on the Mississippi prior to the Civil War. In 1852, John Fowler was issued a patent for improvements in machinery for draining land, the first patent for steam cultivation. The mold drainage plow helped Irish peasants drain their peat bogs, making potato planting possible. In 1879, Thomas Edison demonstrated the first commercially practical light bulb at his laboratory in New Jersey. Edison experimented with thousands of filaments before discovering carbonized sewing thread did the job. The bulb lasted for 40 hours before burning out. And in 1990, Tom Carvel died. He was the inventor of the soft serve ice cream machine. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Hey, of course, you know our programming is sponsored in part by you, our listeners, and you can help out right now. We're in the midst of our fall pledge drive. Dial in at 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willag.org. Just hit the Contribute Now button at the top of the page. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Have you dialed in yet? I sure hope so. 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL with your pledge of financial support. One of the people you hear each and every week on our radio stations is Don Day. He's a day weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and has a really good forecast for farmers wanting to harvest corn and soybeans across the Midwest. Tell me about it, Don.
Yeah, for the most part, the forecast is good in terms of being able to get out and get some harvesting done. We do have a system that's going to come in late tomorrow and into Thursday that will spread a little bit of rain across portions of Nebraska, Minnesota, portions of Iowa, and we'll see a little bit of rain also get into western and northwestern areas of Illinois before heading up into the Great Lakes. It's not a big precipitation event, so I don't think it's going to be enough to keep farmers out of the fields. If most, maybe a day delay, and then it's back to some warmer, drier conditions. Don't see a bigger threat of rain and any harvest delays till maybe Tuesday of next week.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate you taking the time with us and for being with us every week to talk about the agricultural weather forecast. It makes a difference to us, and I know, Don, it also makes a difference to our listeners, too. We do appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good day.
And that, of course, Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming on this Tuesday afternoon. Have you dialed in? I hope so. 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL with your pledge of financial support. We're depending on you to do so because if you don't, we'll be short $5,000. $5,250, in fact. A whole bunch of our analysts and other folks that really like the programming have gotten together and said, if you can get 100 folks to call in support of agriculture this week over this five to seven day period, we'll give you another $5,250, Les Schulte.
And that buys a lot of services here at WILL, agricultural services. So make that call at 217-244-9455, or you can make that pledge online at willpledge.org. We want to thank a few of those folks who have come together to put that fall challenge together. Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County branch, Strategic Farm Marketing. Thanks, guys. The Andersons, thank you for your support. So join them right now. Don't let this challenge just kind of lay there. Do your part. And your part is calling this number, 217-244-9455, or making a pledge online at willpledge.org. You can make a monthly contribution, become a sustaining friend of WILL at the $5, $10, maybe $20 a month level. Do you use these services a lot? Do you get a lot of information for your business from this radio station? Is it worth $10 a month or $20 a month to you? Well, why don't you set up a sustaining membership plan? Or make a one-time gift. That's great, too. A $120 a year contribution is just about right. Maybe $250 fits into your budget right now. But get the ball rolling when you call 217-244-9455 or going online to willpledge.org. Make sure you mention Ag Services as one of the services you appreciate here at WILL. We'll count you towards this 100 on our Ag Fund Challenge, and that's an extra $5,250. $50.
And if you also happen to mention your favorite color tractor, well, as long as it's green or red, say Deere or Case, we'll put you in the drawing too for one of those 1/16th scale really nice vehicles we have. That's at 217-244-9455. Thank you so much for listening to the Closing Market Report. Les Schulte, thank you too.
Thanks, Todd.
That's wraps her up. I'm Todd Gleason.